Hi, I'm Dominic Nicoletti.
Hi, I'm Chris Koenig.
So my favorite game is Hearts of Iron 4 because I enjoy conquering over a bunch of different countries and just creating my own type of world. It's a World War II game, so it's quite enjoyable.
Okay, so my favorite game is Borderlands because I like the RPG feel of it and how you get the, like, you don't always get what you need, so you need to keep fighting. It's just fun.
All right, so what do you think is the most popular game of this year?
Fortnite.
What's your opinion of it?
I hate it.
Didn't you only play, like, during season one or,
beforehand? I played when it first came out, and it just...
Did you even play the other Save the World game or just the Battle Royale?
I only played the Battle Royale, but Save the World looks good, but I still don't like the gameplay of Fortnite.
I play it... But it's not really that good anymore because, like, the developers are actively trying to make the game easier for newer players and not the experienced players who spend a lot of time, you know, grinding to get good at the game. So, Chris, what's your favorite genre?
My favorite genre would have to be roguelike games or, like, bullet storms where a bunch of bullets come at you at once because I like challenge because when you play, it's you have to sit there and think about how you're going to get through this. And yeah.
So what kind of games would that be?
Enter the Gungeon, Tower of Guns,
Binding of Isaac,
Wizards of Legend, Dead Cells. That's all I can think of on the spot, but there's a lot more.
I'd have to say my favorite is probably strategies, because I like Hearts of Iron 4, and I like European Universalis 4, and Victoria 2. Those are all, like, war-related games, but you can also...
Polaris?
No, I was considering it. Like, it seems interesting. What was it like again? Isn't it just like...
It's a big, like, strategy where you could have multiple star systems. There's mushroom people, I believe they're called. They look like potatoes. It's just very interesting.
So can you, like, create, like, a galactic empire, like in Star Wars?
Yeah. You could also make planet-destroying weapons, but that's a DLC.
Ah. So, Chris, what's your least favorite game?
Fallout 4.
What's that?
I just don't like it. I don't like the building system in it. Other Fallouts are better. Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, breaking weapon system. That was fun.
And that's, well, my least favorite is probably Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, just because it was one of the first games that I started putting in the, like, advanced, like, jumping and all that kind of stupid movement mechanics and all this AI.
That was bad. They also had bad zombies.
Oh, the zombies was terrible. That was probably my least favorite zombies out of the entire series.
You asked me what's yours.
All right. Well, what do you mean, the favorite game?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, it's hard to Iron 4, but if I had to do, non-strategy, then I'd have to say Fallout New Vegas. That's probably my favorite outside of it.
Vegas is great.
Oh yeah, wonderful. Great storyline. Actually decent. Yeah, the weapons are actually really cool. Probably favorite part of the game. All right, Chris, so what's your opinion on Red Dead Redemption 2?
My opinion, I believe it's a cowboy GTA, where it has all the same aspects of GTA, just put it back in cowboy time.
Do you think that's good, or think it would be a good game, or?
It'd be a good game. I'm just saying it's cowboy GTA.
I mean, I've heard from reviewers that it's... pretty good game. A lot of replayability.
Are you ever reviewers?
I'm not the reviewers.
So you never know.
I guess. I was planning on buying it based off of the
Fallout 76 was good, and look what happened to that.
Yeah, speaking of, what's your opinion on that? What do you think of it?
A waste of $60 in 9 hours of my playtime.
I remember a few weeks ago, you were so happy about playing the game. You're like, oh, it's such a good game. Everyone's overreacting. And then, like, 2 weeks later, you're like, ooh, bad game.
Yeah, because, you know, just, it's empty.
No content.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Thank you for letting me interview you.